What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And before we get back to the phone calls, a very troubling article just came on in. And this is coming out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, the latest round of sanctions against Russia, China, and North Korea from the Trump White House have provoked a very angry response from Beijing. Now, China diplomatically normally has what they call a cool-down period, where they simply do not respond to anything said by another government for a certain period of time, so everybody can take a deep breath and carefully consider what they're going to do. This time they didn't. They fired back immediately in very strong language, saying that the U.S. provocation, the U.S. has to immediately correct its mistake of sanctioning Chinese firms over North Korea. And basically China is saying they're going to escalate. And even saying that the diplomatic option may be out of the picture, and that is a very serious situation. See, here on the island of Oahu, we're not really afraid of Kim Jong-un's nuclear missiles, even if they can hit where they're aiming at. His nuclear weapons, the largest one they've tested so far, would rattle the glass here if it hit Pearl Harbor, but that would be it. But the standard Chinese warhead, because their missiles aren't that accurate, their standard nuclear warhead would basically wipe out this entire island in the blink of an eye. And then people wonder why I'm not getting sleep at night. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Last night on Rents, Texmars said that Afghanistan had 300,000 Chinese working, mining those rare minerals right now. Mm-hmm. I got wondering, Did Trump send, is he sending in troops? Did he make a deal with Xi to protect the Chinese that are working in Afghanistan? I hadn't even heard about that, the 300,000.
Trump may be sending in the troops to kick the Chinese out.
We have to get a little more clear on that, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, the goal is U.S. control of all of these resources so that they're traded only for the U.S. dollar. Now, I don't know, you know, if China is already inside Afghanistan mining those minerals, then my guess is they're going to hit the world market for the yuan. And so that may be the reason for the escalation in Afghanistan is going on in and regaining control of those resources, which is going to put us as close to conflict with China as any of us care to be.
Right, right. Can I give you a prediction?
Yes.
Did you have a story on that young man that the deep state or FBI, whoever was trying to recruit? He was schizophrenic, and he hadn't driven. They gave him a van, and they wanted him to go blow up a bank in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So my prediction is they're obviously fishing for a patsy right now. So my
They're always fishing for patsies. They want to have a whole supply of them ready to go whenever they're needed.
Right. So my prediction is they're going to have somebody blow up something, and they're going to blame it on the white nationalists or whatever.
Yes.
You know? You watch, that's what's going to happen real quick. Because they're obviously, you're right, they're looking right now. And they almost got this guy, but the guy's mother thwarted the attempt, and she exposed it. You haven't heard anything more about that?
No, just that there's a lawsuit involved. Anyway, listen, Laura, we're going to let you go. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, since we're talking about Oklahoma City, back when that happened, the New American Magazine had a story about the FBI interrogating this guy in prison who they thought might have been John Doe number two.
Yes.
And the next day, the prison called guy's family and said he committed suicide in his cell, and if they're pressuring him to do a cremation, they said they'd pay for it. And this guy's brother evidently was a lawyer or something. He said no, and he had his own autopsy done, and this guy was beat up so bad it could have been the cause of death. And it seems to me the FBI is trying to rival the CIA and their despicable deeds they do.
Well, you know, they both tend to do the despicable deeds, and of course, Hollywood's part of Hollywood's job is to convince you that FBI and CIA agents, or for that matter, NSA, are just really swell Boy Scouts who only have the best interests of the nation at heart. And some of them probably do. Certainly, Edward Snowden has shown us that some of these people working for the spook shops do have a conscience and a sense of moral right and wrong. But we do know, and again, going back to COINTELPRO, the FBI likes to have some people on its payroll that are willing to do the dirty deeds that need to be done occasionally. Same thing for the CIA. The regular rank and file working in the office, the analysts and everything, they're probably very nice people. But for the, I think they call it the point of the spear, yeah, they like to have people who are willing to go on out and do these sorts of things.
Okay, Mike, thanks. I just, one thought, though, on something else. The $1 trillion worth of minerals in Afghanistan, that's about enough to pay for our deficit for about a year and a half. Just a thought, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, and the way the Pentagon spends money, $1 trillion isn't going to put a dent in that. I mean, we're still trying to figure out where that more than $6 trillion vanished to, with a T. Okay, Nico, first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And then we're going to go to Nico in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, speaking of that $6 trillion that the Pentagon lost, there's also another couple of trillion that I guess was announced lost the night before 9/11, I think. Did something like that go down?
Yeah, that was Donald Rumsfeld got up there at the Pentagon briefing room and announced that the Pentagon had mislaid something like $2.3 trillion, and it should have been the economic scandal of the year. But fortunately for Donald Rumsfeld, the next day 9/11 happened, and one of the airplanes, the airplane that hit the Pentagon, actually flew around the Pentagon and hit the building right at the offices of the auditors who were trying to find out where all that money went. So somebody got away with several trillion dollars, and the number that they're using today is basically the sum of all these admissions, because there'd been an earlier admission that there was a $1 trillion hole in the Pentagon budget, then Donald Trump Rumsfeld's 2.3, and then there was another one after that. So you total them all up, and it's somewhere between $6 and $7 trillion with a T has gone missing.
Yeah, well, a trillion here, a trillion there, doesn't matter.
Soon you're talking some real money.
Yeah. Exactly. So the reason I called was because I had heard, and perhaps you could elucidate, that there might have been some on-the-ground reports from citizens in Charlottesville saying that they saw buses pull up with Antifa and neo-Nazi-looking people all piling out of the same buses. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, we did. We reported on it yesterday, and a lot of people were saying exactly the same thing. And again, they're finding all these ads from the public relations firms that are hiring people. Apparently, they're offering $60 for 4.5 hours work in Phoenix tonight. It's all staged. It's theater, is exactly what it is.
Did you put articles up on that? Because I had someone I wanted to send that to.
I did yesterday. You might have to scroll down to page 2. But if you just do a web search for KKK and Black Lives Matter on same bus Charlottesville, you'll probably get it.
And you mentioned that you had it was on the Goddard Show. You mentioned that you saw something coming in Louisiana as well.
Shreveport.
Did you post?
They're already running ads for the Shreveport. Yes.
Okay. Is there any source on that too? I'm kind of wanting to spread some of that with source.
Yeah, it was in the Craigslist for that part of the country. You go to Craigslist and you look under events and gigs. You know, the places where actors go to get non-union extra jobs and things like that, and you'll find that kind of stuff. You know, you go to work with
Perfect.
A search engine, you'll find it. Okay.
Hey, mahalo, Mike. I wanted to call back later today. I had an environmental, quote-unquote, global warming question for you.
Well, you know, we're in our last hour, so why don't you ask it now, because we're trying to limit people to one call per day.
I'll make this quick, Mike. A friend of mine's an oceanographer. and swears that the damage to the reef's getting bleached out, has to do with the oceans warming up, and that's the only reason it can happen. Is there a reason besides global warming and theoretical volcanoes that the ocean waters could be warming?
I mean, obviously solar energy and the geothermal are going to be the primary controls of warming in the oceans. And we ran a story about 2 weeks ago where they've just discovered, previously unknown, a group of 91 volcanoes at the bottom of the Arctic ocean. We don't know how many of them are active. But in point of fact, the corals are being bleached by runoff from the shore, fertilizers from the from commercial farming, toxic runoff from various factories. All of that stuff can kill the coral polyps, and of course the polyps are what give the coral their color. And so your friend out there, he may be a great oceanographer, but in point of fact, the corals are very sensitive to environmental pollutants. That really is pretty much the cause of the bleaching, because if you go places where there's a lot of pollutants, the coral is bleached on out, and if you go someplace where the pollution hasn't gotten there yet, the corals are gorgeous. And I can pick two examples right off the top of my head. Barbados, when I was down in Barbados, our little hotel was right on the edge of the beach, and the jet skiers were out there and the ski boats, and everybody's got the you know, all the oil leaking out of their craft and everything, and the corals were basically dead. And then there was the other time when Claire and I did Fiji by tall ship, and we got away from the main island to the outer islands, and we went snorkeling there, and the water was clean and the air was clean, and we were under sail, so we were not polluting ourselves because we were under wind power, and the corals were just gorgeous, just the most beautiful you could ever imagine.
Perfect. Mike, mahalo. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Antonio in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
My topic is immigration. I'm the guy who called you about 3 weeks ago. I'm originally from Chile. I just want to let you know that even though I'm an immigrant, I am with you with this as immigration in Europe and here in the USA, here in Chicago, you see it all the time. It's completely out of control. And I remember when I first got to this country, I was 18 years old. And the first thing that I did was join the military, join the Navy, because I'm sure you know Chile is a long country with a lot of ocean. So I love the ocean. So
yes.
I want to join the best Navy in the world. And I think I did the honorable thing. I got my discharge, honorable discharge. And I'm sick and tired of all these immigrants just think they come here and get all the benefits for free. It just doesn't work that way. But that's all I got, Mike.
Okay, well, you know, obviously this is being set up to lure people from one country to the other, to basically blur us all together. And this all goes back to the New World Order, global government, and George Soros. And one of the reasons there is currently so much turmoil in Europe is because a lot of these migrants didn't qualify as refugees. They were lured to Europe with promises of, you know, free stuff, cars, jobs, all the rest of that. They get in there, and it's not what they were told, and so they start acting out, and that's what's leading to all this hostility and friction in the streets of Europe. But to people like Soros, he doesn't really care. He just has that dream of his at the end where all of the races of planet Earth are blended together in one common crowd with no clear sense of regional, cultural, ethnic identity to make them easy to control. That's what Soros and his people are after.
All right. Well, they're doing the same in Chile, actually. It was we're like a 50 million country, and now they have like 3 or 4 million just in 2 years, and you're absolutely right. The culture is completely gone. We have all these people from different places saying they just don't want to be part of the country. They don't even want to speak Spanish, you know. So, yeah, I know exactly what Americans are feeling, because it's going on in every place in the world that I know.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, the problem is when you're playing with the entire planet, and you make a miscalculation, you can cause some serious damage, whether it's the wrong side winning the world war, or instead of having a one world government, you literally fragment the entire planet into regional warlords that just slaughter each other for generation after generation. Anyway, Antonio, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. And let's go on and talk about some of the cool things here in the world of computers. Apparently, Mark Forged has come out with two 3D printers that can produce items as strong as steel. And they're not metal scintillants. And no, I don't know if this would also be usable for firearm. But apparently, they're creating objects, 3D printing objects that are infused with carbon fiber. And they're using a filament printing system, and they can produce items that are stronger than steel objects, like tools, wrenches, things like that. Now, the bad news is these are very expensive devices. I think the X3 is $30,000, and the X5 is $60,000. But 3D printing is getting to be really, really cool technology. And you just got to come up with something that you've got to make with it that you're going to be able to sell and, you know, start a business with here. So we've got all these interesting technologies out there. You just have to move forward. I think the caller the other day really did hit it on the head. We have another lost generation because we have people who are sitting here realizing they do not see any possibility of a better future. They do not see any possibility that by working hard that their lives are going to get any better. We saw the same thing happen around World War I with the Bohemians, World War II, the Beatniks, the lost generation after Vietnam. War will do that. You spend your entire life watching a civilization be built around you, and all of a sudden it gets blown apart because the world leaders can't settle their differences. And develop an attitude of, why should I bother? I'm just going to coast along. Just going to have fun, coast along, because there's nothing I can do that will make the situation better. And that is a malaise that is probably one of the biggest threats to our country right now. But it's very, very hard to inspire young people to work for a better life when their own life experience is saying that somebody's going to take that away from you. The scammers will take it away from you. The bankers will take it away from you. The war will take it away from you. Anyway, as you know, social media, the big corporate social media, has started to get very big brotherish. And somebody was commenting the other day that you look at all these things like Google and Facebook, and they were all these small startups. These were the independent guys standing up in defiance of big corporate media, and now they're acting just like the big corporate media, engaged in filtering, censorship. And apparently Google, on the other hand, has responded to public pressure and restored the accounts of statistics professor Salil Mehta, who's an adjunct professor at Columbia in Georgetown, teaches probability and data science, and whose work has appeared on websites all over, had been banned on Friday by Google, with all of his accounts basically invisible and no longer accessible. And it wasn't really clear what Salil did to provoke Google. And then apparently after his story went viral on the independent media, Google turned it all back on. Still no explanation of why he was banned. But it is a large amount of power to have in the hands of private corporations who are basically have a grip on what has become an essential means of communication for the people of planet Earth. And I do think that they should be regulated as a utility for the benefit of the public. And that includes application of free speech rights under the First Amendment. We're going to take a break here for a couple of commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in a case of perfect timing during the break here, Fox News is running this story about the increasing use of robots in the U.S. economy. And, of course, the justification for it is that they need to find a way to compete with low-cost overseas labor, which I realize is an issue. My concern has always been that if you are replacing human workers with robots, you're also putting a potential customer for your product out of a job. Well, apparently, according to this story, they're not just replacing people with robots. They're setting up manufacturing teams that consist of robots and humans. And between 2010 and 2016, 184,000 industrial robots were added to America's production line. And at the same time, to go with them, 800,000 manufacturing jobs. So that's actually a good way to be going. And it's a good way to have a partnership, where you have people working with the robots as opposed to the robot-only factories. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Ahmed in Turkey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Rivero.
Yes.
I wanted to speak about President Trump. Did anybody think that when he was chosen, the ruling class would say, We got our man there. We got you. We are happy. All the shenanigan about that media doesn't like him, it's all game. I would like to make a prediction.
Okay.
Trump is going to be president for the second term as well. All the Trump lovers can enjoy themselves. But if it's possible, I would like to say in your famous, our famous comedian language, who President Trump is. President Trump is an agreement with small print. They throw it on the ground while the nation bent over to read it, what it is. They position themselves behind you, unzip their pants, and they do what they do best.
Well, that's rather graphic, and I think it's also overly simplistic. I don't think that Donald Trump was the darling of the power structure. It was very obvious they wanted Hillary, and I think the opposition to Donald Trump within the White House itself, within the corporate media, is very real.
He does everything ruling class wants. He continues with the wars. He does everything they want. Why would they want to change it?
Because he's not doing it willingly and enthusiastically, and he represents a political ideology that is a direct threat to the globalist liberal New World Order. Because regardless of what Donald Trump is actually doing, he still represents that image of a strong sovereign nation that is not being integrated to the rest of the world. And even with his going along with all the war policy, it's still the, you know, we're the United States and we're going to be exerting our power. He's not talking about bringing these countries into a global community of any kind. And again, I think there is a concern that if certain really bad scandals were to surface, they cannot rely on President Trump to keep them under wraps the way that Gerald Ford protected Richard Nixon during the during Watergate.
I hope we both live to see it. I'm saying they're going to keep him and they love him, and he's going to be chosen there for the second term as well. Of course, if we all live to see it.
Yeah, that's a concern right now. That is very much a concern. All right, well, listen, Ahmed, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to get back to the news here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I don't know about you. I'm getting a little bit fed up with some of the arrogant attitudes of corporations who are now out there, instead of courting you and trying to persuade you and sell you things, they're literally out there saying, look, this is the way it's going to be. And Sonos has come on out there. It's a home sound system maker, and they want to collect data, and basically they're telling people who bought their system that they must accept the privacy policy, meaning no privacy, or the devices will simply stop working. That's a little too arrogant. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutrimedicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthin and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the telephones. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'd like to suggest that Jeff Sessions' anti-marijuana emphasis is very much in keeping with the idea of an Israel that dominates the market and keeps the prices up by keeping the possession of marijuana criminalized. So it could well be, you know, that his emphasis, maybe that was even whispered in his ear by proponents of Israel, because they don't, you know, keeping it criminalized here prevents us from growing it, prevents us from allowing, keeps the prices up, and allows Israel to be the dominant supplier.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions, yeah. The Jeff Sessions has also been a proponent of increased use of the asset forfeiture seizure laws, which tempts the police to criminality and keeps the American under the boot and kind of keeps the nation weak and divided.
Yes.
So
yes.
It seems to me that Sessions' agenda is not exactly putting America first or favoring Americans' freedoms.
No, he's there to preserve the status quo. He's there to keep the money flowing from us into them. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's an oligarchy.
Yep, And if the marijuana were decriminalized, the price would go down.
Israel wants to be an exporter of legal cannabis. So the game plan here would be to block the development of a domestic cannabis industry.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, at the point where it is decriminalized at the federal level, Israel's already out there saying, well, we're ready to import product to your store right now. Why do you want to even bother setting up a factory or a field or anything like that? Yeah, and basically they get in on the ground floor.
At the very least, yes. I also had one semantic suggestion. We're hearing all this talk of white nationalists, white supremacists versus, you know, trying to say white patriots. I would suggest the possible use of a new term that would be used for white people who want to convey the notions that, A, all lives matter, and that, B, it's okay to be white, but certainly not be misconstrued as white supremacists. So how about the term white equitarians? They got the equitable idea of equitable and equality in there. White equitarians. We don't want to dominate. We don't want to be supreme. We just want to, you know, affirm that all lives matter and that it's okay to be white. That's it.
Well, I think you want egalitarian versus equitarian, because otherwise everybody's going to say, all right, where's the horse? But I think
that's equestrian, not equitarian.
Okay.
That's equestrian,
I know that's what it means. But I'm saying the problem is if you start using words like that, you're going to sow more confusion than anything. So I understand where you're going with that, and it's a good concept. But I think it needs to have language that is going to play to all levels of our society. To put it gently, and I am showing my cognitive privilege again, but. I think the idea is sound. The wording needs some tinkering.
Well, the problem with egalitarian is it means equal, and equal rights under the law, certainly. But
yes.
We don't want to have anybody stretching it to the notion of financial equality, which will demand socialism. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's ultimately.
All right, Mike.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to let you go.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, ultimately, demand for financial equality, that's exactly where it's going. It's socialist. It's communist. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what your education is. You're all going to be paid exactly the same to prove that you are all equal. And, again, it's communism when you start talking about that. All righty, let's take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm going back and forth with a friend of mine. He was ex-law enforcement, and he is suggesting, whether he heard it from someplace in mainstream media or not, that it's possible that the Russians hacked the radar on this last ship collision, and that's why they had the accident. I have not heard that. Have you heard that?
I've been hearing all kinds of excuses as to why this collision happened that try and take the blame away from the command crew. We heard exactly the same thing back when the USS Fitzgerald got hit by that Philippine cargo ship, and the official Navy investigation is now over, and apparently they found the command crew at fault and have relieved them of duty. And so everyone's talking about jamming the radar and doing this and doing that, and first of all, why would Russia do something like that and provoke the situation? Second, ships have lookouts on them. If you've ever been on one of those Arleigh Burke, they got these really fabulous binoculars up on the top. They're mounted on these swivel stands. They're gorgeous optics. And you can see a very long way with them. And they have night vision, and they have all these other sensor systems up there that are usually all operating, or should be all operating, when you are in a crowded shipping channel. Now, GPS is great for maintaining your course and speed when you're out there in the open ocean. But when you're in a harbor, when you're dealing with other traffic around you, you're not relying on the radar and the GPS. You rely on the Mark I eyeball. And somebody made a goof. And again, looking at the damage to the McCain, it looks to me like they thought they were going to be able to cross in front of this oncoming ship, and they misjudged it. And they got hit right in the middle there. Again, it was dumb. And I understand that the Navy is now forming a grand commission to look at what's going on here. They may discover that years of political correctness have resulted in ship's officers who are PC liberal snowflakes and not really very good sailors. And I want to share an impression I got the last time I got to go out on an Arleigh Burke, and I'm not going to name the ship, and I'm not going to name the crew, because I don't want to defame them. But I remember seeing the captain and his officers, and they reminded me of branch managers of some franchise store. It was a long way away from Horatio Hornblower or anything like that. And I think the lack of merit-based promotion may be taking its toll, because, again, I have family who are in the Navy, and they're always telling me stories about how promotions are being given on political grounds rather than on merit. Oh, we have to have somebody here who's this and that and the rest of it. There's obviously a problem with incompetence in the handling of these very expensive ocean platforms. We've had four of these accidents now in a little over a year, and there is a problem, and it's time you have to face up to it. It's not the Chinese, it's not the Russians, it's not the solar eclipse, it's not all that other stuff. These crews are just getting reckless with these ships, and they don't understand the international rules of right-of-way.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Michael. That's actually what I said to him, and that the backup failed. The actual eyeball on the water watching with the goggles, with the binoculars, failed. And, no, this is not jamming radars, and Russia's not trying to escalate anything. They're trying to do just the opposite. They're not war-hungry. But it would make a great excuse if you were to push for war. If the United States is pushing for war and they want to use an excuse and lie to us again as they have been in the past, well, this will make a great excuse, and they jammed our radars.
Well, somebody's trying to save their career in the Navy, and it isn't going to work. And by the way, if you've ever actually been out there on the ocean in a traffic area, you will understand just how big and impossible to miss these super tankers and super cargo ships actually are. And at nighttime, they are brilliantly lit up. They want you to know they are there. They're not like a warship that's going to be sneaky and in the dark and everything. They want you to know that they are there. They got flashing lights all over them. They are impossible to miss.
I've seen them come into San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
They are huge. And they're lit up. You're right.
Yeah, they are. That crew knew that ship was there. They were trying to cut in front of it to show how butch they were, and they miscalculated. And I would be interested to see if there are going to be other reports of near misses by U.S. warships that are missing around with the right of way. And I can understand from the captain's point of view, he doesn't want to cross behind the super tanker, because that stern wake is really going to rock your ship around. Even something the size of an Arleigh Burke is going to get shaken up. But that's the way the rules are written. And it's the usual thing. Oh, we goofed up. We have to find somebody to blame.
Hey, Mike, one last quick question. Are these ships, these military ships, do they have some kind of video to, like the police officer, like a dash cam, but something on a ship to say, so if they tell us something, they can back it up with some video showing footage? They have that or not?
I believe that the displays in combat have backup records being made all the time so that they can do a post-combat analysis. So I'm going to guess that, the radar tracks have been recorded. Whether there's a bridge camera or not, I don't really recall. I wasn't looking for one at the time. I was just out there having fun and listening to the sea life party on the sonar. That was my favorite part of the ship. So I don't really know, but I imagine a lot of the data coming in from the sensor platforms is being, in fact, recorded and logged.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And again, if it makes the Navy look bad, you'll never see it. Now, a while back, there was this couple in Maryland who did something I thought was really disgusting. And they wanted to be YouTube stars, and they made this video playing this horribly cruel trick on their own children, and it went viral, and YouTube eventually took it down because viewers said this was abusive. They were abusing their children to get their time on YouTube. And apparently this Maryland couple are now in legal trouble, and they could face 10 years in prison, which means they're effectively going to lose their kids. Now, I know we all want to be stars, and we want to be famous, and we want our 15 minutes on YouTube and everything, but come on, people. Let's stick with the funny cat videos or something. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we live in an age of scams. There are all kinds of scams going on, and there's a new one. Well, it's not a new one, but it's being resurgent. You'll get an email where somebody says, we're a law firm. We had a client with the same last name as you. They have died intestate, and you may be able to inherit part of their estate if we can verify your family lineage, blah, blah, blah. And it's usually, it's an enticement to get you to come on in. They'll charge you money for whatever it is they're going to pretend to do, and then they'll come back and say, we're sorry, no, you don't qualify. But it's a scam, and there's all kinds of scams out there. And at this point, it almost seems like more than half the calls I get on my cell phone are a scam of some kind. And the government isn't interested in doing anything about it. I mean, they did take down one of the most abusive telemarketers out there. But the criminal scammers aren't even complying with the law or registering. They're using all kinds of cutouts. And it really is open season on the American people. So you got to be very, 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 very careful. And speaking of scams, Nestle is now facing a class action lawsuit. Because apparently their brand, Poland Spring Water, which is out of Maine, is actually just regular old tap water. Believe it or not, the FDA has a legal definition of what constitutes spring water, and Nestle's Poland Spring Water does not come up to that. And so this class action lawsuit is seeking millions of dollars in damages, and I imagine that the water is perfectly okay to drink, but at the same time, we know Nestle's attitude. They think you should not have a right to water, that water should be owned and commoditized and you should pay for it. And this is clearly deceptive, misleading advertising, because people like to buy the spring water because they think that it is less likely to be polluted than groundwater. And yes, the bottled water companies do send their water through filters before it puts in the little plastic bottle, but those filters are not all-inclusive. People do like the spring water because it is safer and better for you. And Nestle got caught. Now, here's an interesting story. Paul Allen, sometimes his lifestyle can be excessive, but like James Cameron, he's putting a lot of his money into some very worthy projects, I think. And believe it or not, they finally succeeded in finding the remains of the USS Indianapolis. Now, for those of you who don't remember, it was mentioned briefly in the movie Jaws. The Indianapolis was the ship that delivered the components for the Hiroshima atomic bomb to Tinian. And on its way back from delivering the bomb, they were spotted by a Japanese submarine and torpedoed, and the ship went down, and it sank so fast they couldn't get a radio message out. Now, in the movie Jaws, they misstate it. They say the mission was so top secret they couldn't send a radio message. That wasn't it at all. The ship went down in like 2 minutes. They weren't able to get a message out. And something like 1,000 crew went into the ocean, and by the time they were spotted by a flying boat searching for them, 3 days later, there were only a few hundred of them left. The sharks ate the rest. It was the worst shark disaster in recorded history. And that's the USS Indianapolis. And they finally found the ship itself in 18,000 feet of water. So they've located that historic landmark. Bad things happen in war. There's a lot of shipwrecks still down there. And some of them ought to be left alone. Some of them are carrying some very dangerous materials. We have areas around this island where a lot of very toxic materials were dumped after the end of World War II, and they're marked on the professional mariner's charts. No bottom net dragging here, no trawling here. Just don't come here. And they do monitor the water to see if anything's leaking. So far, so good, but you never really know. Actually, the remains of the Arizona are starting to leak rather large amounts of fuel into Pearl Harbor. Some days you can just see that rainbow glint on the water. can even see it in Google Earth. They don't know what to do about it. The hull is so weak, if they try and drill in there to drain off the oil, the whole thing could collapse and let it all go at once. So it's one of those cases where we're just going to let it go. Nothing we can do. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming here. The media is still making a big deal every time they get a day that's over 100 degrees. Oh, my goodness, it's global warming. The temperature's over 100 degrees here. What they're not telling you is the number of times that they get these hot days in the Midwest is in decline. 100-degree days have become very, very rare in the Midwest, even as carbon dioxide continues to increase. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking about human-caused global warming. And let's see. They like to keep records of temperature data. And remember how NASA was saying that last year was the hottest year ever recorded? Well, okay. On August 21st, 1936, 21% of U.S. weather stations were over 100 degrees Fahrenheit compared to just 2% on the same date last year. Yes, there are still days where the temperature is over 100. They're getting few and far between. Meanwhile, NASA has come out with a wonderful plan to head off the Yellowstone supervolcano eruption. And their idea is to literally drill down close to the magma chamber, a whole series of holes, and pump water down there to sort of like draw the heat out to cool it off so it doesn't expand and explode. I would want to redo their calculations on that because when you look at the heat density of magma versus the heat removing capability of water, it gets dicey. Basically, you could turn it into the world's largest geothermal power plant. And they tried to do that here on Hawaii, and that's actually what triggered the current Kilauea eruption. Very, very difficult to do. Can be done. Could be done. There's also the danger if you start drilling down to that magma chamber, you could actually trigger an eruption. Supervolcanoes are not something that you should muck about with. In fact, there have been allegations that many years ago, the U.S. government tried to steer a volcanic eruption by blowing a hole in a side of a volcano facing away from civilization. And in the process of doing that, triggered an actual eruption. Okay, apparently the latest Bundy Ranch trial verdicts are in, mostly are not guilty. And apparently John Stadmiller is going to be covering this in detail at the start of his show. So you're going to want to stay tuned for what's going on over there. Meanwhile, in Great Britain, now the liberal snowflakes want Nelson's Column to be torn down. And Londoners are absolutely livid about that. And there was this interesting comment by one of the hosts reporting on the story saying, where do you stop with this desire to remold and reshape how we remember history based on your feelings? Because that is exactly what's going on. They want to remove the actual markers, the hard evidence of what history was, so they can come back and say, well, I feel that the history should have been this and it should have been that, to rewrite history, to control the past in order to control the present. And it's a form of tyranny, plain and simple. That history does not belong to the power brokers. It belongs to all of us collectively because we and our ancestors lived it. We built it. We bled for it. We should not allow it to be tampered with or tinkered with by, as this broadcaster says, rewriting of history based on how you feel about it. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Again, a reminder, Stadmiller is going to have the latest on the Bundy Ranch trial verdicts that are in, and looks like it may be good news for the most part. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.